geishas do.
Maybe we should watch Memoirs of a Geisha.
Is that a thing?
That's a movie.
I don't know it. Yeah. Like with most movies.
It's whatever. Yeah. Hi, YouTube.
Hey, YouTube.
So this week we decided to do Haven't Seen It instead of our Too Bad, One Good. Because, you know, we like watching bad movies, but we also realize that I have a lot of movies that aren't necessarily bad, just ones we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Both of us collectively. So,
why limit ourselves like that?
Yeah. We get to do all of the things. And sometimes we get to mix and do things, like, all of them will be movies we haven't seen, and they're both bad and good ones, and that we just do research on.
Yeah.
That all sounds, like, technical and shit. Well, anyway, so this week we just watched a bunch of movies that I or Catherine haven't seen. A bunch of them... There were a couple of them I actually have seen, but I hadn't seen them in a while, so it was like watching them for the first time again.
This week was the first time that one of the movies we watched was one that I had seen previously, so...
Which was the only one that I hadn't seen.
Right.
So the irony was not lost on me.
Yeah. So that's fun. I mean, like I think I mentioned in our last episode, haven't seen it is basically every episode for me, but like now it's more good movies, so.
Yeah. So to start off, we watched What We Do in the Shadows, which I had not seen before.
And I had.
But I had been meaning to watch it, so we finally got around to doing that.
Yes. I remember I had like a random free day for the first time in a few weeks. And by free day, I mean like I literally had I woke up and I'm like, I have no plans. So I did go and watch it because I'd been meaning to forever. And that's the story of one day I actually made myself watch a movie by myself without outside motivation.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair.
I require outside motivation usually, so I was proud of myself for that day in particular.
So this movie, I remember hearing about it a long time ago. Like a while ago, I think when it originally came out, because I remember hearing about this movie and how people were enthralled, I guess would be the word with it, enamored.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just with the fact that it's a horror comedy that is also like a mockumentary about vampires. And it's just really funny because, like, I was telling Catherine that it literally seems like niche humor from, like, somewhere in America, not, like, New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's definitely a very specific kind of humor to it.
Yeah. And I'm just, like, wondering where the initial idea came from.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I was gonna say, I'm like, did you randomly research this and have like some like secret insight?
Me research? Ha. No, I have no insights.
I guess that was too much. I guess that was too much to hope for.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think it's like especially enjoyable if you watch a lot of documentaries because it's so on the nose with some of them. Kind of like I was telling you, how even just the first couple of minutes, it's like, wow, I've watched at least six other documentaries that are exactly this, but not vampires.
Yeah, but they're also, this was also like a full-on comedy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So the funniest thing about it is like you didn't feel bad about laughing at it. Like even in a documentary, if it would be something funny, it wasn't like meant to be funny because you're like, no, they're trying to be serious. But at least with this one, you're just like, ah, I can actually just laugh because this is funny.
Right.
I also... Okay. So, I didn't dislike the movie. I liked the movie, but I feel like I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
That's fair.
Like, I thought I was going to come into it and be like, oh, this is the greatest. I love this. Mm-hmm. But really, I was just like, I was a little underwhelmed. It was funny, but at the same time, I was just like, meh.
Right. I think that's the issue with movies that do get really built up, because that movie does have, like, a big... I want to say, like, cult following? Because I don't necessarily know how mainstream popular it was.
I don't think it was at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But, definitely, like, it definitely has a pretty strong cult following, and they all feel very strongly about it. So I think when it's built up like that, sometimes you get a little disappointed when you actually watch it.
Yeah, what's really funny is I've been, like, wondering about, like, kind of just imagine watching Mean Girls and just being like, meh, I don't really care for it. Like, it...
I don't think I've ever met someone who's reacted to Mean Girls in that way.
Me either. But, you know, I feel like there is someone out there who...
Probably, yeah. There's always someone.
Yeah, the same way that I am underwhelmed by other things, I am sure that they were just like, oh, I was completely underwhelmed by Mean Girls, and it's called Following.
Right. Right. But, yeah, no. I mean, I personally really like it. I think even actually watching it the second time, I was still able to enjoy it, because I was able to really appreciate the little, like... because they do the whole foreshadowing thing really well. So they're really good at piecing things together in a similar way documentaries will, where it'll give you information and it doesn't seem important, but then later it comes up. And I was able to appreciate that more the second time, because I know what's going to happen. So, because I only watched it a couple months ago, so it's still kind of fresh in my mind.
Like, what kind of stuff?
Trying to remember a specific thing. Oh my god. This was four movies ago.
This was four whole movies
ago. So I'm like, oh my god, what even happened? What?
I was going to say, your dramatic pauses are very good.
Thanks. I've been practicing a lot in my other podcast. Do a lot of those. No, I mean, this one was slightly more obvious, I'd say, but the whole thing with the main character, I'm blanking on his name because, again, four movies ago, his, like, old love that he had moved there for, Catherine, me, anyways, sorry, but, like, you'll occasionally see, like, there would be shots of, like, him just hovering over, like, this old lady's window every now and then. And mm-hmm. So then eventually when she actually comes in at the end, you're like, oh, I see. That was a much more obvious example, but again, that's kind of why I thought of that. What were the more subtle things? I'm trying to remember.
I honestly feel like I didn't notice any of these. All of this stuff seemed very linear to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where you have to be paying close attention and, like, really remembering everything that happens, otherwise you're not gonna...
Are you accusing recall. Me of not paying attention during the movie? Because I will wholeheartedly agree with you, because I also was not paying attention during some right. parts.
Yeah, because I think there are certain parts that, like, you really do have to be, like, paying closer attention to, because if you miss one line, you will miss the Easter egg. And it's not like you're not gonna understand what's going on, it's just that you're not gonna see it coming as much.
Ah. I see.
Yeah. Like, I wish I could think of a better example. But they have so many, like, tiny details that I think that were done well. Like, one thing I wrote down as a note was how at one point he's, like, tucking something into his shirt, and it, like, you hear a bunch of noise rubbing up against the lav mic.
Yeah.
Because, like, and, like, they could have, like, not done that. They could have easily just... not had a sound there, but they, like, I'm pretty sure they put that sound there. Like, it wasn't like they recorded it and decided not to take it out. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure they specifically recorded mic rubbing to put in there, because they're like, huh, documentary. And it's just, like, fun little details that I enjoy.
Diegetic sound effects.
Yes. So, yeah, I think they put in a couple of, like, little tiny things that I thought were a lot of fun, and it's, I think, again, watching the second time allowed me to, like, notice these things more when I didn't the first time.
Yeah. One thing that I definitely noticed was when the one guy called the other character a dandy.
Yes.
And I was just like, what is a dandy exactly? And I looked it up, and the definition is a man dedicated to style, neatness, and fashion, which is... like an old fashioned term for metrosexual, basically, mm-hmm. from, what was that, like, the early thousands or something? Or something the early like mid-thousands, yeah. when it was a huge trend.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, I immediately just, like, turned to Catherine, and I was just like, I think that's just, like, an old term for a fag.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. And, like, and after that, I had mentioned, I'm like, because I had mentioned how one of the overall trends we see in a bunch of these, like, horror movies, especially horror comedies, is, like, unnecessary homophobia.
Yeah.
And so my theory is that it's because intolerance is the scariest thing of all.
No, actually, you said homophobia, and then I said...
And then you said intolerance, and I stole it, so sue me.
I just had to put you on blast.
That's fair.
I need actual record of other people hearing that Catherine stole my stuff.
I do like to steal your content, so... I'm just reading off of Chad's notes this entire episode, so...
Can I copy your homework?
Me, but like podcasts.
I also wrote down here, you haven't done the dishes for... 5 years.
Yeah.
Because I found that to be relatable, because I feel like if I were also a vampire, I would... Well, honestly, and I was telling you this, mm-hmm. that one of my favorite things about True Blood is that they were very realistic about the vampires, where it's like, they're old, they have money, they've mm-hmm. invested in stuff, so they have, like, businesses, and they're, like, basically rich, because it's like, the longer you've been alive, you're like, you just keep collecting money.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you get good at collecting money.
Right. I don't think these guys are good at it. Because if you think about it, you're like, there's literally nothing you're doing to even make money. So how do you even, like, pay, yeah. how do you pay your electric bill?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, I did not understand how they had, like, any kind of, they didn't have any jobs, it didn't yeah. seem. So
they're
I'm like,
pretty
where are you getting
useless vampires, honestly.
Yeah, I'm like, if you have, they had to have had money to be living in that universe, in that place.
Right.
They had to have had money. So if they didn't have money, if they did have money, why didn't they just fix up the house?
Maybe when they kill people, they just steal people's wallets, so it's like enough to keep them going, but not enough to thrive.
It's enough to buy a couple bottle of booze.
Right.
But I cannot buy a new shirt.
Yeah. Like, I think at least one impression I got from it is they were trying to kind of put across the idea that it's like, time isn't really a thing they notice as much. Like... So, like, the, oh, I haven't cleaned the dishes in 5 years, I think, like, part of the thing they're pushing, not just in this particular part is an example of where they're like, oh, but 5 years isn't as long to them as it would be to, like, a human, because at this, until they changed a new vampire, the youngest of them was, like, 180-something years old. So at that point, 5 years doesn't seem... like, as much.
Time means nothing.
Exactly. And I think that's also part of it, because they're like, oh, they're super behind on technology, and, like, they will entertain themselves just sitting in front of static all day, because it's more entertaining than what they had 300 years ago, I guess.
Which was read a book or nothing.
Right. So I think they honestly just have spent so many years wasting time, they don't care anymore. Like, time doesn't exist.
Watch the clouds.
Yes. So that's my opinion, at least. Like...
Bored. Honestly, what do you do if you're bored at night way back then? It's like, I'm gonna go watch this worm crawl across the floor.
I guess. That's why people did, like, knitting and stuff, I guess.
No, that's why people killed people. They were fucking bored.
That's fair.
They did it out of sheer excitement.
Play with the chickens in the backyard.
No, that's how it started. They were doing it on the chickens first, and they were like, I'm not getting as much of a thrill.
I hate it. Not even doing it for the food, just...
Well, that was an added bonus.
That's fair.
They're just like, I really got off on,
I'm
like,
honestly just
head.
Surprised that in the past, famines haven't led to cannibalism. I'm honestly surprised that, like, hasn't really been
Did you say
thing.
Famines?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I feel like it does. Like, that does happen.
But not, like, as wide... Like, I almost feel like it would go full purge, you know? But I feel like if it does, they're really hiding that from the media, so.
But where, though? Where is this happening? It's just, like, Omaha.
Like, I mean, there have been, like, multiple famines in the history of life.
Well, I mean, don't get us started on history and politics.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't know a whole lot. It's very spotty for
me. I listen to NPR now, so...
Oh, God.
I could say I'm an expert. I don't, like, it, just, like, listen to the radio. I listen to, like, the Up First, so they just give you, like, the three biggest stories in news. It's, like, 12 minutes every day, and that's it.
12 whole minutes.
Yeah, and that's basically... So I'm basically an expert in current events. Thank you very much.
I mean, you do you. You do you and be very up-to-date on current events.
It's mostly just really depressing, so honestly, I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, also, the other thing that I had about this movie was that one white girl who got blinded when they walked in the club.
Oh, yeah.
Because she had a fucking light that was, like, super bright.
The light on the camera.
Yeah, it was just, like, blinded, and I was just like, that's me. That's she the got, character I she, most identify with.
Her face got overexposed.
Yeah. She's the character I identify most with because, honestly, there are several photos I've taken where I am the most overexposed person in it. I don't know how it happens. I'm just standing under a light and then poof.
I can relate.
I mean, it's whatever's up with my skin. Mm. Anyway, so moving on. What would you rate this?
I mean, again, I personally really enjoy it. So I'm going to say like 8 out of 10.
Okay, I said 6. Like, it was good, but I was underwhelmed from the hype at that point, yeah, so...
and that's fair. It's everyone's different opinion, so...
Yeah. So, the next movie we have is It's a Disaster, which is really funny because when we put it in the DVD player, I swear, it really just decided to, like, go overboard with the fucking sound because of the surround sound. It's just like... I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, you ever notice, like, there are certain people's logos or effects or whatever, they have, like, really distinctive sounds that you would never pick up on certain systems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to have, like, high quality enough speakers.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, this is what they were going for.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't imagine the THX logo and, like, Dolby certified sound.
That would be very interesting.
I think I'd be terrified. Like, I think it'd be a really great, terrifying experience.
Like, you're just gripping the chair and like,
just like your entire body is shaking.
That's like the, I think it's the Maxell logo, where the guy's like sitting in a chair and like, he's just like blown back because of the speakers.
Oh, I don't know that one very well. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what it sounds
like. Weird, obscure things to remember from like my childhood. But anyway, it's a disaster.
Yep.
So what,
it sure is, isn't it? The title of my memoir.
It's a disaster. What is it about my life?
Yeah, exactly.
So this movie, I've seen this before. Like, I recently just bought it on DVD, though, because the DVD was fucking... It wasn't that expensive, and I found it on Amazon. And yeah.
Yeah, the art on it is really fun.
Yes.
So...
Because I was going to buy it on Blu-ray because they had Blu-ray, but... Yeah. This is one of those things where you're like... Sometimes I'll buy stuff that's higher quality, but I'll only buy a higher quality if it also has the same, like, artwork on the DVD packaging to match.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one has a better one, I'm like, I'll just fucking get the DVD with the better packaging.
This is true. Yeah.
Because I'm not really missing out on much.
No.
just talking about the difference in quality of things.
We really, I think, went to some interesting, hopped between some interesting genres today.
Yeah, because I was going to say, how did you feel about this movie? Because this was your first time watching.
I personally enjoyed, I think it took me a minute to kind of get into it. Overall, I enjoyed it, though. I really like the ending.
Oh, yeah, the ending was funny. Yeah,
because I didn't expect it at all. Like, it was the last way I expected them to end the movie, and I'm so glad, actually, that they did the way they did.
Well, because you really didn't think that they were going to do an extra beat after that one part, because it felt like, right. Oh, this is the end, and then all of a sudden there was another part.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was very unexpected, and it hit such a sweet spot. I loved it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, I feel like I spent a lot of the movie, because I always do the thing where it's, like, you're spending the movie trying to figure out, like, how it's gonna end.
Yeah.
And, like, so, you know, I was doing that, and it did not end the way I thought it was, and in any of the ways I thought it was gonna end, so I was pleased. I love being surprised. I don't want to be right.
I'm actually interested in knowing, like, what was your, like, what your thoughts on where it was going.
I mean, I'm not super creative, so honestly, like, my thought was like, oh, like, so I had three different thoughts. One of them is that they were all gonna get saved last minute, right when, like, the stakes are the highest, or they're just all gonna die. So I'm like, like, by who knows how, I'm like, I guess the poisoning, maybe they're all just gonna kill each other, like, and then later towards the end, once the whole wine thing came up, I'm like, oh, I feel like right after they drink it, someone's gonna come in to, like, save them, and it's gonna be like right after, and they're all gonna be like, well, now what?
That would be really funny. Like, if that were in the credit sequence, that would have been really funny.
Yeah, because I feel like you don't have a lot of movies that really end completely open-ended like theirs did.
Yeah.
Because you never really know how they end up, and that's
maybe that's he fine wanted to me. Eventually do a sequel.
Maybe. I mean, but will it pick up from that exact moment?
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
But I feel like they wouldn't. It would be, like, a little bit later.
Yeah. Because I think, like, there's certain movies where it feels kind of like they wrote themselves in a corner in the way that either they have to do an ending that's very tropey or one that just doesn't make sense or, like, feel right. And this kind of almost felt like it was going that direction, but it surprised me, so. I also enjoyed the characters. I just thought they all, like, they all had their different personalities, and I thought, I like, their interactions with each other were really great.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Like, I want to hear your thoughts on this movie, too.
What are your thoughts? No, I was literally sitting here. I don't know what happened. My brain just, like, trailed off, and I was thinking about something else, and I'm like, you know, like, when you can hear someone else's voice in your head of, like, a specific thought? Like, something you're even imagining, you're just like, that's a weird voice. But anyway.
And Chad's just sitting here completely doing his own thing for the past few minutes.
Just completely disassociating. I don't know how that happened. That never, I swear that never happens to me.
Oh, it happens to me constantly. So, so my long silent pauses, maybe I'm deep in thought, maybe I'm trying to remember where I am right now. You never know.
It's really funny. I was trying to do that last night because I was in the middle, I was locked in the middle of a conversation I did not want to be in the middle of.
Oh, I feel that.
And
I do that in the middle of conversations all the time. I'm really good at the, like, mm-hmm, and nodding thing, and, like, maintaining eye contact while at not processing a single thing that they're saying to me. I've, like, really got that down to a science.
Yeah, I tried to do that, but I was, like, I could still hear them. I was just, like,
that's unfortunate.
I need to get further away in my mind.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's, I don't control it that well, so sometimes I just default to that, and someone gives me important information, and I don't remember, like, I never take it in. And that's why I'm really bad at names when I first meet people, is because a lot of times my brain automatically goes that mode, where it's like, I'm actively listening, but I'm not actually processing anything they're telling me. I'm just hearing words and being like, they're telling me their name. I'm gonna say, uh-huh, cool, I'm so-and-so, but, like, I'm not filing any of that information away.
That's hilarious.
So I'm an awful person. Don't talk to me. Moral of the story.
No, that's actually the name of your memoir. I'm an awful person. Don't talk to me.
Yes. I can't wait to write this memoir.
So back to the movie, my thoughts basically were, because we were definitely talking about this, where I was like, I'm just, like, imagining who out of our friend group are these people. And the interesting thing we figured out by the end is I was like, there are no direct adaptations of any of our friends.
Absolutely.
Which is weird, because usually there are. Like,
yeah.
There's usually, whatever people do, they're usually doing something that we're like, oh, that's something my friends would do. But, almost all of these people would not be doing any of those things.
Yeah, yeah. It feels more, or, like, maybe there's, like, one specific thing that they would do and be like, oh, my friend would totally do that. But mm-hmm. they wouldn't do everything that character does.
I think it was because they were more of a hodgepodge of group, like, of a friend group.
Yeah,
that makes with us, sense. We're all, like, creatives.
Yeah, so that, yeah, it's certain type of people.
Yeah, so that would be even more interesting because we would all have almost the exact same skill set, so it's like, we're fucked if something none of us can do.
Right, really. Because I think we at one point transitioned to more of, instead of who is which character, and more like who would kind of serve the same purpose or, like, hold the same role that this character did.
Yeah.
Like, who'd be the one person that just immediately, like, gives up and is like, we're all gonna die, I'm gonna make homemade ecstasy.
Yeah.
Like, who would be that person?
And I still don't quite know, because...
I'm still not sure either, yeah, because I don't think... I can't think of any of her friends who would... I at least think would immediately go to that.
Oh, I was thinking, I don't know if there's any of our friends who are that smart.
That's fair. I mean, that too.
I feel like they would have to look that up and then accidentally do it wrong.
Oh, the ecstasy thing? Oh, I don't know anyone who knows how to make ecstasy homemade. At least that I know of. I don't know. Maybe they have special talents.
I love the way that you say that, because you make it almost sound like you're, like, reporting to a DEA agent. You're like, I don't know anyone who does those things.
And that's on the record.
That's on the record of this.
Anyone ever accuses me of being connected to ecstasy, I'm just like, no, I said once in a podcast that I don't know anything.
And that's out there for the public to know,
exactly.
Sir.
Exactly.
That is what you would call public record.
I'm innocent.
What? What did you do?
Not make ecstasy.
So. No, I was trying to see what notes I wrote down for this. And the only one I really wrote down was a quote. It's like, if I ever, like, have sex with your significant other, I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah. I love that just as a concept. Be like, hey, I'm sleeping with your husband. Just so you know.
No, it's really funny because the way that you worded it, you're just like, hey, I'm about to sleep with your husband. I just need you to know, like, right quick.
Yeah. Just so you know, are you going to give me the thumbs up? Is it cool? I'm doing it either way.
It's about to happen. There's no way you can stop it. Yeah. It's really funny. It's like, because now I'm imagining, like, what if you just called while you're in the middle of it? You're just like, no, no thumbs up. Well, literally, it's happening right now.
So that's a shame.
That's a shame. Talk to you later. So, call you later. Where are you?
That was so great. Those two characters, though, were just, in general, very entertaining.
Yeah. The super chaotic couple?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of wish the husband was more, like, interesting chaotic. She, like, the wife was more interesting chaotic. The dude was just, like, annoying.
He was hard to kind of pin down. It's like, what's
Type? Because we were trying to figure out who out of our friend group would be that, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. But the others were, most of the others were easier, except for Ecstasy Girl and him. I'm just gonna call her Ecstasy Girl. That's a name.
Yeah, Ecstasy Girl. I can't remember her name was in the movie.
I don't... Jenny. Was it Jenny?
I don't know.
There was a Jenny in one of the movies we watched. I don't recall which one.
Me either. Shit.
Which of these movies had a Jenny? I feel like just with the size of female cast, I feel like it was probably It's a Disaster.
Probably.
Like, it but seems I don't more know likely. Which one was Jenny.
Yeah. Well, it seems more likely in that movie.
We probably saw Jenny at some point today.
Yeah, but anyway, what about her Ecstasy Girl?
What?
What about Ecstasy Girl?
No, I was just saying she was one of the other ones that was hard to pin down.
Oh, true, true, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was definitely probably my favorite character.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She was so much fun.
Because she was the smartest one, and then basically was just like, as soon as she heard, like, the news of what was happening, she was just like, it's all over. This is it. We're dying.
I love that, like, once she realized, like, that they were definitely going to die, and she had, like, realized this and processed it, the first thing she did was change into, like, pajamas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if that's not a mood.
Yeah, because she was just like, do you think if we die, we're going to end up in the same outfit we were wearing?
Yeah.
Which is a valid question, because I've also wondered that. It's like, if you die wearing a certain outfit, do you have to wear that outfit for the rest of eternity? Because I want to be wearing something dope.
Yeah, it's true. I want to be wearing something really weird.
I want to be wearing something, like, comfortable, but, like, also cool. Like, when you said I want to be wearing something really weird, I'm, like, imagining you wearing, like, a fucking avocado costume.
Why that?
Well, because you said something weird. Like,
I mean, it is something weird. There are a lot of weird things in this world. I mean, sure, I'd wear an avocado costume as long as it's comfy.
Like an avocado costume.
If it had,
like,
pockets, I would do it.
Like an avocado costume, it has pockets, and then it has, like, also has a bow on it, and it also has, like, you're wearing, like, those fucking bear slippers that are, like, the claws.
my God. My mom has a pair of those.
Amazing.
Just so you know. So it's possible. I just need an avocado costume.
I was going to say, I was just like, oh my God, we're almost all the way there to the dream.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. I can say words.
That's your Halloween costume next year.
I guess so, yeah.
So what would you rate this one? It's a Disneyesta.
I'll say like a solid 7 out of 10. Well, that was a good time.
I also wrote a 7.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it like blew me away. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it.
It's one of those movies that like the first time I watched it, I was going through like a Netflix phase and I was literally just watching whatever I could find in the indie section. Mm. And when I found this one, I was like, oh, that one was really good.
Yeah.
But this was also one that I watched within like maybe like a week or so span that was... that took place in like one location, because this movie just takes place in this one house,
right?
And there was this other movie I watched called Kitchen, I think, mm-hmm. and it literally only took place in a kitchen.
Oh, wild!
Yeah, it seems weird, but it like they had a party mm-hmm. that happened that night, and I was just like, that's very interesting because literally when it happens with parties, is the number one place that people gravitate towards is the kitchen,
right?
Because I literally think back to every single party I've been to.
Yeah.
We've always been in the fucking kitchen.
Yes. Yes. And it's always so crowded. Like, everyone's just squeezed against each other. And then you look to the room next, and it's just totally open. And you have, like, two people in there.
Yeah. And then you go over there, and then immediately you're just like, I need to get another drink.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Hilarious.
Something about the kitchen and like cramped spaces. I find also sometimes like nearby the bathroom, depending on the specific layout of the location.
I think people just have like a need to huddle and yeah. form a level of inclusion exclusion. So they're just like, we're doing this and you're not doing that.
Right. Well, I think it's also sometimes if you're having a conversation with someone and then they walk away, if you're not in a crowded area, you're suddenly just standing by yourself and you're like, well, I guess now I need to go find a crowd. So you go to the kitchen because that's where everyone is.
We've just broken down the entire human experience.
Basically, I'm going to include this in my memoir.
I'm an awful person, don't touch me.
It's like, half of it's just going to be party etiquette, in terms of like, me specifically.
I was going to say, that kind of sounds like advice. Like, you could just be like, oh, this is just full-on advice.
Yeah. But like, just whatever you do, just don't talk to me in particular, because I am an awful person, and I will remember
that. You should start it out as a blog first.
Oh my God, I should.
That'd be really funny.
I can't wait to start a new blog.
I'm an awful person, don't touch me. I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's very snappy. It's very hip.
I agree.
And then when they turn your blog into a TV show.
I can't wait.
You're going to be the new dog on the blog.
Oh, no. And then I'm also going to write about that in my memoir.
And then I became the new dog on the blog.
Horrified.
I hope that's the name of the chapter. How I became the new dog with a
blog. Can we just watch like 5 hours of a dog with a blog someday?
I don't really want to, but
I don't think I do either.
Because I feel like immediately
for
like,
research,
I would watch one episode and then regret it immediately.
That's fair.
Ugh, we should definitely get Grayson on that. We could just do a whole full thing of never seen it. And we just watch an episode of random shit that we've never seen.
I agree.
Oh my God. Oh God. The subjection. I'm literally just thinking about the subjection. I'm going to try and find... You know what? I'm going to cash in on this. I'm going to try and find the weirdest shit that I can fucking find.
Do it. I'm down for anything, as we learned when we watched Yeti, so...
Yeah, I wonder if there's actually like a... There's probably like... article out there where someone like wrote probably a BuzzFeed article of like the weirdest shows on fucking television.
Probably. I mean, BuzzFeed has a listicle for pretty much anything.
And for that, I thank them, because for at times like these, that comes in handy.
Top 10 times someone talked to Catherine and she was an awful person. Can't wait for that one to come out.
That listicle.
It's the trailer to my memoir.
You mean the trailer to your TV show about your blog?
I'm losing track of all the content I'm making now.
So, The movie that we watched next was Hellboy, the original one, because they're doing a remake that's coming out next year, which I'm very excited for, just because I want to know what they're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see, because it feels very 2000s.
Yeah, because it came out in 2004.
Yeah, and you can tell, like, the color correction alone, it's so, like, contrasty.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's not, like, a super bad thing, it's just something that's very, like, mid-2000s, and I feel like now we've gone the opposite direction, where things are a little more faded, like, nothing is truly black anymore. It's just, like, a dark gray.
That is very true.
People really like the faded look now. It's more cinematic. Ever since they started shooting wide open.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I prefer the black.
Same.
Because I'm like, if you're going to do that, I want to have, like, the full depth of all the colors. Yeah.
I do think it depends on, like, what it is, like, the context of whatever content you are making. And I think there are times when, like, the faded look is better for what you're doing. But I know I've seen a lot of people who complain about superhero movies being so flat and unsaturated now, because they're like, especially if you look at a comic book, it's so contrasty and saturated and, like, rich. Really great to look at. And then you watch these movies and it's just gray.
Yeah.
So.
That is interesting.
So at least Hellboy in that aspect, it has more color and more punch to it. And I think it established that, those visuals really well.
Yeah.
So, like, now when I think of it, I very much can remember exactly kind of what it looked like visually.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it is based off of a comic book.
Right. And I think it imitated that visually. So.
Yeah. Because what you were talking about with the contrast problem, it immediately made me think of, like, DC films.
Yeah.
Because a lot of I know that was the reason I couldn't get... I couldn't get into Superman, but also I couldn't get into the story. I thought it was, like, really stupid.
Yeah. Which is another issue that we don't have to get into now.
Yeah, that's just going to be an episode where we just watch all the DC movies, because...
I honestly don't know if I've ever seen a DC movie.
The only one I've seen is Justice League.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen any of the Batman movies. I haven't seen Superman. What other DC movies are there?
Oh, well, I'm just talking about, like, the more recent ones, not, like...
I don't think I've seen any ever. Like, that's the point I'm making.
Oh. Well, we'll have to watch... We'll have to watch Batman and Robin, because one is so good. Alicia Silverstone's in it. There's a lot of things I could say about that movie.
Amazing. Oh, but I was going to say, one person actually on YouTube took one of the Marvel movies, like, semi-recent, like, in the last few years, and took the eyedropper...
Mm-hmm.
And to see what color it was, and it was, like, a brown. And it was the darkest part of the image. Because, like, if you just look at the screen, you're like, oh, it's black, but if you were to actually take the value of the color that it was actually just, like, a darkish brown.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because, like, it, just in general, it looks black if that's all you're looking at, but it's not actually the... actual tech, like, number values are not down to black.
I'm not here for this tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Like, you either give me black or nothing. I don't want regular black. I want black. I want Vanta black.
Oh my god.
When are they going to, like, actually start making clothes in Vanta black? I want to look like I am negative space.
Isn't there, like, this whole, like, patent thing surrounding it?
I think that's what
I think it's, like, I think there's also, like, it's dangerous and expensive to make or something like that too, so.
Whatever, just give us what we want. Yeah. give the public what they want.
Supposedly someone came up with a different kind of paint that like just pigment that's just, like, lighter than Vanta black, but it's a lot cheaper and safer, and also Vanta black, like, the differences between that and Vanta black are not at a point where the human eye can actually distinguish. So
I'm very annoyed. I hate all of the politics that are going into this.
Yeah, truly, though. Let's, like, stop talking deep.
No, I just hate all of the politics that are going into that specific thing, because I'm like, as a consumer, I just want to have what I want. And I'm like, for people to not... for people to give me dumb shit that I don't want, because they're just like, oh, we want you to buy this. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want this. I want Vanta black. Give me that.
This is very true.
I'm just out here just shouting from the rooftops, give me black!
I just want to be a void.
Yeah. I want to be a pure void.
The sequel to my memoir.
A pure void. Is it, was it a blog first, or are you doing the book first, then turning into a blog?
I think the book first. Just set a foundation, and then I just go more in depth in the blog for the true fans.
Okay, I love it. Yeah. Yeah, so Vanta Black. Going back to Vanta Black.
What movie are we talking about?
Yeah, we were talking about Hellboy. No, yes. It was really funny because, well, this is also off topic, but I was just thinking, like, I was shopping the other day and I was just like, dude, they really should just, I wish clothes were literally just, unisex. Yeah, because it would just be I feel like you would sell so much more product if it was just unisex versus, like, men's versus women's. I'm like,
because I think the only time when, like, distinguishing helps at all is when it comes to just, like, shapes.
Yeah, I was going to say the classification of the cut.
Yeah, but even then, like, you just classify the cut differently, not necessarily. Because, like, you can have, like, in general with pants, women's pants are going to have, are going to be wider in the waist rather than men's because we have wider hips. But then also you have women who have very narrow hips, and then you have dudes with
very wide hips. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, so it really doesn't, like, gender has nothing to do with it. It's all about just body shape.
Yeah. I think it would be so much easier if like clothing was categorized like the fucking IKEA catalog.
Oh my God. Yes. I agree.
It would be so much easier.
It's a mystery to everyone.
Yeah.
It's no pink and blue anymore. It's all just pick a color at random.
Firman Schlau.
There you go.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't think that
just
was...
just like Keyboard Smash.
I don't think that was Swedish. I think that was probably German. But anyway, back to Hellboy. That's German. There were Germans in there. There were Nazis. See, we're coming full circle, people. We're all about full circles.
We planned all of this. Yeah, no, at the beginning, I'm like, is it going to be another one of those, like, historical Nazi movies? Because I didn't know anything about Hellboy before we started. Like, I'd heard of it before, but I didn't know what it was about.
Okay, this is one of those movies that I have seen before, but I haven't seen it in so long, I forgot what it was like. And I was telling you when I was watching it, this doesn't hold up to what I remember it was like.
Yeah, I mean, time does that.
It does. The nostalgia has worn off. It wasn't bad, but I don't remember it being as bad as it was.
Right.
It's very much one of those thousands adventure action films, which I'm all for. I like that. Yeah. But I don't know. Isn't anything special?
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of here for, like, the satanic aspect, but I feel like I would have rather they have gone farther with it, but that's just me.
I didn't really understand what was going on, per se, with that, because it seems, like, disjointed with that. Yeah. It's like, there's a satanic thing, but then there's also this, like, religious thing, but there's also, like, Nazis and occultism, and then, like, Cthulhu.
And, like, sci-fi.
Yeah, it was just, like, literally Cthulhu, and I'm like,
yeah.
What?
I'm like... yeah. Like, it felt like they had a lot of things, but they weren't really explaining any of it. And a lot of the pieces...
they didn't explain any of it.
Yeah, like, a lot of the pieces didn't seem related, and they never tried to explain why they were related. So there were parts where I was like, okay, well, this girl has powers, but why? Like, he's half demon, and then there's the fish guy. He was never explained either, but they're, like, very obviously not human. Or not fully human. She appears to be totally human, but she has random pyrotechnic powers.
Yeah.
And, like, that's never explained, and I wish I had at least had something, even if it was just a little bit.
Do you know what's really funny is I think this is one of those instances where they were trying to condense a whole bunch of stuff that happened in the comic book.
Yeah.
And it didn't translate well.
Yeah, I had that thought.
But do you know what would be really good, though, if they made this into a Netflix series?
Yeah.
I think it would very much pan out as a Netflix series.
Well, I think now that one of the things I love about TV getting so big, especially through streaming sites, is that I feel like there's so many things in the past that have been adapted into movies that probably would do better as a book series because there's just so much information to put into it, unless you're going to go full Harry Potter and have, like, 8 movies.
Yeah.
Like, you really need to, like... you really need to do, like, a whole TV series to actually be able to get into the context properly enough to enjoy it, the story, the way with books. Because people will complain about, like, oh, this is an awful movie adaptation because they left out this part. And I'm like, well, they have to cut out some things. And sometimes, while it may be a good part for, like, story or character development, maybe it really messed with the pacing. And, like,
yeah. Or so it really made, like, a certain motivation later on not make sense.
Right, exactly. And, like, it's hard to do just parts. Like, it feels like you very much have to cut out a lot of the flesh of it, or none at all. And to pick out just a couple parts, I think, is really difficult, because it makes those other parts that are left seem weirder and more out of context.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Like, that was some of my issues with Hunger Games, like, the adaptation they did. Yeah. It was a good book to screen adaptation, but right. The things that they cut out were, like, big things that didn't make sense. It's like, they right. cut out her getting the pin from the mayor's daughter,
mm-hmm.
because the mayor's, and they were like, oh, we just didn't want to use the mayor's daughter or whatever. It's like, okay, but the whole mayor's daughter thing was, like, very important for Katniss's motivation, because it's like, because she was best friends with the mayor's daughter gave her this necklace, the necklace belonged to her aunt right. was part of the resistance. It's like, all of those things, like, flowed into one another.
Right. Like, I personally did not like the Hunger Games first movie. I just personally didn't really enjoy it, but, like, I also realized that I think it's a really tricky book to movie adaptation anyways, because mm-hmm. from what I had remembered of the book, most of it happened just her thinking thoughts in yeah. her head, and I'm like, and how do you translate that into purely visual instead of just without just having a shot of her sitting in a tree in silence, like
true.
Without having the whole movie be voiceover narration, because that's not any better.
Weirdly enough, I think it might have benefited from doing that instead. It would have right. put you more into the mindset of being in the movie,
right? That's fair.
Which I don't think they've really done that with an action film
no.
before.
And I think that's why. I think they didn't want to make it seem, like, cheesy or, like, mm-hmm. teen movie-esque.
Yeah, but I'm, like, weirdly enough, I think it would work.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm watching this show on Lifetime called You, mm-hmm. and they do voiceover with Penn Badgley's character, and he's... because he's kind of stalking this girl, and
great.
The way that they do... because the way that they do... you could do it in an action film the way that they do it in, like, a thriller, mm-hmm. where they do a voiceover to be, like, very, like, in the mind of the killer or the stalker and whatnot. And it's mm-hmm. very, like, personal, and it's very uncuddling, unsettling and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I think it would work. It just depends on how you...
executed it.
Yeah.
And,
like, the actor yeah. doing the voiceover and shit. I'm like, just
right.
do your job. If you do your job, it'll come through.
Right. So, yeah, no, I think it was a tricky adaptation. So, I mean, I can kind of see why it didn't... there were a lot of roadblocks between it and it being successful.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely just, like, a mid-thousands blockbuster.
Right.
It definitely looked exactly like it. It had the same score.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the best thing about Hellboy are the aesthetics. All of the aesthetics are on
yeah,
point.
The aesthetics are really
like,
good.
Selma Blair's character, her hair and aesthetic were
love
great.
Love her hair. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, I'm this girl with long black hair and, like, bangs, and I am also, like...
real moody looking.
Yeah, it's like, I also, like, you know, am all, like, a pyro. It's cool. It's whatever.
Also, I love that they did the whole, like, she's, like, moody and angsty, but didn't try and show this by putting a ton of eyeliner on her, like, every
yeah.
other movie.
It was so much easier. Actually, weirdly enough, it was way easier for them to do it the way that they did, where it's just, like, she shows up, she has, like, her bangs and stuff,
yeah.
and then also she, it's like, also, she's in a mental hospital. I was trying
yeah,
to remember
so,
what,
yeah.
where she was.
Like, I feel like if they had put a bunch of eyeliner on her, like, you may as well just have someone in the corner screaming, she's really angsty. Like,
that's...
okay, it's like, okay, I get it, you didn't have to tell me.
Actually, instead of doing that, they could have just named her Suicide-y.
Oh my god.
This is suicidal. It's like, what?
Jeez.
It's spelled like this. It's like, swing swang or...
What?
You know what I was like? It's spelled like really weird. It's like swilla walla walla, oh but it's like it's pronounced suicidal.
Okay. Sure.
Ugh. Anyway. You know what I mean? You're just pretending like you don't know what I mean. Anyway,
of course.
The only note I wrote for this movie was make out on fire.
Yeah. Yep. That sure happened. I like that it started small, just like a little, what's the word?
Flame. Flicker.
Flickr, yeah, that works, yeah, yeah. And then it was just a whole bonfire.
A whole bonfire.
And it's so fun. And I'm like, now I see why they did the whole thing in the beginning where he's like, oh yeah, fire doesn't hurt me, joke's on you, haha. And then I'm like, this is gonna come up later, isn't it?
It's the only time it ever came up, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that, and then, like, she was able to save him by exploding in fire, and it didn't kill him because fire doesn't affect him.
Oh, true.
And then, later, they were able to make out in a huge flame, so.
That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, those seem to be the only instances where it, like, ever came up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hellboy is just one of those movies where it's, like, cooler in concept than it was in execution.
Right.
So, I think that's why I have such high hopes for the new movie.
Right. Right, I agree. Because it was kind of like you said, I think they were just trying to condense so much into one movie that they just weren't able to get every point across.
Yeah, I think going into it this time, they probably know exactly. Yeah.
I thought, like, the fish dude was fun, but he just, like, straight up disappeared after a while. And it's like, I get he was hurt, but, like, especially in the first half of the movie, he was, like, one of the main characters. And then it felt like he just kind of, like,
disappeared.
Like, the actor was like, sorry, I got other stuff to do. And so they just wrote him out.
We couldn't pay for prosthetics for all of their characters for the whole movie.
Because, like, it kind of, like, showed him after he had, like, mostly recovered. Like, he was, like, alive and moving around, but he wasn't, like, thriving yet. And then, like, they never showed him again for the next, like, 45 minutes until it was over.
I think they couldn't pay for the prosthetics for that. Probably, I think that's what it was.
They just
go, like, dude, do you know how much we spent on those fucking blinking eyes and shit? Like,
and the big, monsters that were everywhere. Yeah,
they looked so bad.
Whatever those were. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I can't wait for those.
I couldn't tell which parts were which. I just saw a big, like, dark brown.
Do you know what's even weirder is, like, movies from that time period, they always feel like they have, like, not always, but, like, it's weird to me when they have, like, bad practicals, because I'm just like, dude, they did practicals in the 80s that looked, like, way better than this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or 80s and even the 70s, where I'm just like, dude, why does it look so bad?
Yeah, I agree.
But whatever.
I just also really wish they hadn't given Hellboy the facial hair that he had, because it was honestly kind of gross.
Oh, true. You were complaining about that the whole movie. It was very funny.
This was bothering me. Like, I don't want to look at that soul patch.
Yeah, I also didn't get why his hair was the way it was. He looks like a samurai dude. And I'm like,
yeah, it was some interesting just, like, body hair choices overall.
There were some interesting choices that somebody made, and I want to know what.
Yeah.
And why.
Please, tweet at us.
Yes, please do. So, what would you rate this one? 'Catherine always does, like, long dramatic pauses.
Because I keep not thinking about it. I would say, like, a 6 out of 10.
That's funny, I said the same thing.
We're on it. Except for, like, what we do in the shadows. We seem to be on the same wavelength today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, oh my god, where's my train of thought? This is what happens when it's late.
this is what happens when it's 3 a.m.
I'm an old person, so, no, but it, like, I was telling you how it's not really the type of movie that I normally watch.
Yeah.
But that being said, I was able to, like, sit there and actually pay attention the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I did enjoy it. Although there are definitely some parts where I'm like, that's kind of dumb, but whatever.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah, I also just gave it a 6, because, I mean, it's a solid blockbuster movie. It just it was not what I remembered it as.
Yeah.
So hopefully the remake will capture what I remember.
Yeah.
From out in the ether. Okay, so we finally approached and reached our final destination. It would be even funny.
Final destination.
I know, it would be really funny if it was final destination. But it was all 5 of them. We watched them all. Yay!
Our final movie is all of the Final Destination movies.
Buckle up. There's going to be another hour. We're just talking. No, it's funny. I actually have seen those.
I already forgot what was it.
No, we actually watched Glitter.
Oh,
yes.
Twinkle,
twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Because, yeah, that's the sound effect I'm going to put in here. Actually, no, I said I was going to put in Twinkle Twinkle, but no, really, it's actually just going to be a sound bit from the Glitter DVD mini.
Just do, like, 0.5 seconds of Mariah Carey singing.
Yeah, it's fine.
No one will notice.
It's fine. She doesn't even have the soundtrack on Spotify.
If it's not...
I am, like, fucking gagged the soundtrack isn't on Spotify.
If it's not recognizable, it's not copyright infringement.
It's true. If I sing it, actually, what if I just sing it instead?
Please do like a really bad cover.
I'll sing it. They'll be in the background.
Find like a little electric keyboard, like do do do.
No, I'll play the song in the background and I'll just sing over it.
Perfect. I love it. Please do that. I can't wait to hear it. Anyway.
I don't know. It'll be bad. I'll just put it. Actually, no. I'm gonna record that and I'll put it over the credits.
Great. I can't wait.
Over the credits. Over the end of the episode.
I look forward to it.
It's true. I'm being extra. It's funny. So, with this movie, it's really funny because I saw A Star Is Born, and then immediately when it was over, with the people I was with, I said, if you love this, you're going to love Glitter.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly how it feels to me.
Yeah.
It's almost the exact same plot. So, I guess this movie ripped off A Star Is Born, really? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think actually one of the critic reviews that I read specifically said that it was a ripoff of A Star, like a worse version of A Star Is Born.
Well, I don't know.
Which, so it has a 2.2 on IMDb.
Yeah, which is...
2.... That is 0.4 lower than Grizzly Rage.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, people really aren't seeing bad movies, where I'm just like, this is bad. I'm like, right. No.
And it's not like, oh, three people reviewed it and, like, they all just happened to not like it. It's like, no, this had, like, over 20,000 reviews, and that many people agreed.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, it is not that bad.
It isn't.
So I'm like, honestly, I want to go back and find these people and be like, oh, this movie's bad? Is it worse than this movie that you've seen? They're like, no. And I'm like, okay, then you need to change your IMDb rating.
Yeah. Like, they have some really over-the-top transitions that I can see some people be like, oh, it's so awful. But I think it's funny. Like, I don't think it helps the story at all or necessarily fits into the style, but I find it really entertaining, at least. Like, I clearly remember one where she's walking and, like, looking all, like, excited and hopeful, and then there's an fade into an explosion of glitter where her head is, and then you see the glitter expand, and then it cuts to the next scene. And I'm like, why? I don't know. I'm here for it, though.
I told you I love it because I think it's literally supposed to be... how the 80s were. Like, it was...
Right.
It was just fast-paced and cocaine, yeah. And everything was just disco and wee!
And one of my favorites was when, was it Dice? Was grabbing one of the guys to go talk to him, and he pulled him to the other side of the bar, and I guess they were like, he takes far too long to walk to this bar, because they did, like, three jump cuts, but with each cut, they did, like, a sound effect that was like, whoosh! Whoosh, like, each time, but it was like, whoosh, 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 and you were like, why? And it was the most unnecessary thing I've ever seen, but I thought it was really funny.
No, it's funny, I'm like, have you never seen How to Get Away with Murder?
I haven't.
Oh, okay, because they kind of use a similar sound effect in How to Get Away with Murder,
where
they
go like,
or something like that.
Just really like... making you feel just as hurried as they are.
Yeah, but it's like... they use it as, like, a transition between time or something, and it's always really weird. It's, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, fast, but also slow motion at the same time in that show. It's...
my God.
It's interesting. But, no, I definitely... one of the things I appreciate the most about this movie is the 80s cheesiness
of it. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's super cheesy.
Yeah. It's... have you ever seen The Wedding Singer?
No.
Okay. Well, we should watch that one because it's definitely one of Adam Sandler's best movies.
I'm dumb.
It's like the Criterion of Adam Sandler movies. Because he has like 5 movies where he's like really good in them.
Right.
So,
And then a lot of movies that just...
yeah, it's like Waterboy. It's like Waterboy, Spanglish.
I've seen Spanglish.
A lot of people say Punch Drunk Love, but I literally do not remember watching it. Like, I watched it and I remember nothing from it. The Wedding Singer, and I don't know, there's another one, but I think it's one of those ones where he's, like, very serious in it or something. Mm. But,
that's not something I'm accustomed to.
Yeah, I mean, argumentatively, one would say, like, 50 First Dates, but, you know, whatever.
I think I've seen that one, I can't remember.
With Drew Barrymore? They're, like, in Hawaii.
Well, I've seen, like, like, because of my family, I've watched a number of Adam Sandler movies. Like, of the movies I have seen, there are a decent number that are Adam Sandler, but most of them were the bad ones. And I just, I've definitely, and there's one, I think there are two in particular that I always get confused with, and one of them is 50 First Dates. And I can't remember whether I've seen that one or whichever other one I'm getting, I get it confused with.
So. Well, him and Drew Barrymore have only been together in three movies. It was,
I don't keep track of actors well. And I was young at the point where I was not aware of Drew Barrymore as, like, a...
concept.
Yeah, like, I knew her from, Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
But, like, I didn't, like, know her name and know her to the point to recognize her and other things.
Oh, okay.
Well, I also was a young child not paying attention to any of my surroundings.
Yeah, ever. They've only been in three films together. So it was, like, 50 First Dates, The Wedding Singer, and one called, like, Blended or Disjointed or something. Where they're, like, blended family or some bullshit like that. I don't know. It didn't... I don't remember it doing very well. But anyway, the level of, yeah, the 80s level of cheese, it was, like, really good, and it reminded me of a, it kind of reminded me vaguely of The Wedding Singer, but honestly, The Wedding Singer is, like, one of the only, like, 80s nostalgic movies that I've seen that I feel, like, really nails it, especially in a comedy sense.
Right.
Because I feel like the rest of them are always just either going too over the top or something.
Right. Like, I think, like, with Glitter, I think the certain things that were kind of lacking, one of the things actually I didn't really realize until you brought it up, because I wasn't thinking about it that much, but like I think part of it was because the acting wasn't great. So it kind of was kind of lackluster.
Are you talking about like when I said the boyfriend was the best actor that was in the movie?
Yeah. Because, like, a lot of the other acting was, like, kind of questionable. Like, it wasn't, like, bad. It was just very flat. And I think a lot of the characters in general also were kind of...
yeah.
Not that interesting.
I mean, Mariah Carey, God love her, she was just not good in that movie. She was not good as an actor in that movie.
No.
Her the singing in it was good. Like, the music was really good. I love... yeah, love honestly, one of my favorite things about this movie is the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So I feel like what really sells me on this movie is the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And because it's so enmeshed in the movie, I just love it all together.
Right. Good soundtrack can honestly save a movie.
Yeah. It's just a safe movie. It's not that good.
Right.
It's just blah. It's very mediocre at best.
Right. Yeah. It has good parts of it, like the soundtrack, and like the cheesy.
Yeah, it's just weird because her acting is just so stilted. She's just like nothing. She's just like wastefully.
She feels like she's in PR mode the whole time. Like, it's like she's not here to act. She's there to promote herself.
She's there to promote that she is not an alcoholic. She does her work. She comes to work on time.
Like, I feel like even though you get the whole scene with, like, her character's, like, backstory, you still are like, I have no idea who you are, like, as a person.
Do you know what's weird? It feels like she was, like, court-ordered to be there. Like, she was court-ordered to be in this movie.
Oh my god. My entire view of that movie has changed.
Even though it was her idea, it's like she just decided she didn't want to do it. And they were like, no, you signed up to do it. And then she was forced to be in this movie.
God.
Where the other people were truly trying to do their acting due diligence or whatever.
She's like, I'm here because I have to be.
Yeah, because like Terrence Howard is in this movie. It's very weird.
Yeah.
And then like the dude who plays her boyfriend, he's just like... literally, there was a scene where he was, they were breaking up or something, and he was just acting his ass off, where he was just being like, blah, 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 and I was just like, wow, I really
saw his moment to shine and took it.
Yeah, he was just like, I can steal this scene, and then, but did he really steal the scene? Because Mariah Carey is going on a world tour next year, and I'm thinking about going.
My god. Oh, I did love the foreshadowing where, at one point, like, she was like, oh, can you guys call Dice? And they were like, oh, yeah, he did answer. He's probably, like, I don't remember what the other thing was. Like, doing this or beating people to a pulp or whatever he does in his free time. And then, like, later he, like, beats someone to a pulp. And I'm like, foreshadowing. I love it.
Love a good foreshadow. Yeah. No, that was really funny too, because like it was just what made me laugh was when you kept asking me, you're like, does she ever like meet her mom again? And I was just like, I just didn't answer.
I was very confused by that scene on the street though.
Yeah, because at the end of the movie, you're just like, wait, was it her mom on the street?
Because it looked similar enough. Like, I did not remember, like, exactly what her mom looked
Catherine,
like.
Not all black women look the same.
Shut up, Jack! She was not only there for a couple minutes, and I saw, like, they were playing the mom's song, and she was, like, looking at her, like, all intense, and I'm like, oh, did her mom, because, I mean, it's not exactly like her mom was thriving when she left, so I was ready to believe she's just, like, a crazy lady living on the streets now. No. But the thing that confused me the most was her just being, like, watching her walk past and, like, just kept walking on, is I'm like, did she just, like, see her mom in the street and be like, not worth it.
Just ghosts her mom in the street.
I mean, that was all the closure she needed, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ghost my homeless mom in the street.
And I literally didn't even realize that that wasn't her mom until when she actually meets her mom. And then I'm like, oh.
They look like nothing alike from the beginning.
I know, and as soon as I saw her at the end, I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's...
Oh yeah, that's a different woman. You were just not paying attention at the beginning of the
movie. Well, you know, you already know this, that I'm very poor at facial recognition. Another reason why I'm an awful person, don't talk to me, because not only will I not remember your name, I will not remember what you look like either.
I've already forgotten your names and faces.
I've forgotten literally everything. Like, that, I was telling you, Halloween parties are so hard for me because as soon as you adjust part of your, like, appearance, I don't know who you are anymore. So someone walk in with a wig and they'd start talking to me and I'd have this conversation. I'm like, I have no idea who this person is.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, no, it's really hard. I really need to get better, but I don't know how to improve it.
I don't even know how one fixes that.
Do you, I know. I don't know.
Do you consult your physician?
I've literally always been like this. Can I blame the fact that I have poor eyesight?
I was going to say, do you consult a physician about this, or do you, like, go see a therapist or something?
I feel like it's almost like a psychologist. Like, why doesn't my brain remember people?
It probably is a psychologist.
I think it's not even necessarily, like, I'm not capable of it. I think it's literally, like, So I switched to, when I went to high school, I didn't know a single person at this high school, and we had over 2,400 people there. And then I went to college, and that was a massive school where I also didn't know anyone, so I think I got to the point where I was meeting so many people all the time that I just stopped trying to remember every person I met, and I just got in the habit of it to where it's not even like my brain isn't capable of remembering, it's that my brain takes in information, decides it's not needed, and immediately throws it out.
And then just immediately pitches it.
Right, and it's not even like I meet someone and be like, I don't like them, so my brain pitches it, it's just, I'll be like, oh, that person is really cool, what was their name, what did they look like, I have no idea. I recall nothing.
Who am I?
Yeah, I just need to retrain my brain to care about things again.
I was laughing before because it made me think that because of how tall you are, they'd be like, it's gonna
sit. Oh, if you're tall, I have no idea what you look like. That's a confirmed fact.
No, I was just thinking about like how tall, because of how tall you are, they would probably send you to a child psychologist.
Oh my god.
They were like, oh, hi, young lady.
I'm so offended.
You're like, please don't.
No, on the subject, though, of me joking about not knowing what tall people look like, I used to date someone who was 6'4". And people ask me, they're like, how did you do that? I'm like, I don't know what he looked like. I could not tell you. Too tall. Never got up that high.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
And like, that's my favorite joke.
I was gonna say, did you, like, never kiss or something?
There were stools involved.
That's even funnier. I'm like, you kiss the person and have no idea what they look like.
Yeah, that's my life. Anyways.
If you're
over 5'5", I don't know what you look like, and that's just how it is. We'll explore more in my memoir.
That's so funny. You mean on your blog?
Yes. I keep losing track. So we'll explore my blog, and then we'll go real
your blog
with the memoir. Oh my god.
Blogwire. I like that.
Yep, that's it. That's the one. Can't wait to go start this blog later.
I mean, that's not the new hip thing, and the new hip thing is a collection of essays.
I thought the new hip thing was podcasts. I'll start a podcast.
I mean, true, but I mean, the real new hip thing is definitely collections of essays, because millennials are like, I had to learn how to write essays, so now you bitches are going to read them.
Well, I'm gonna start each one with, like, a long sentence, and then in this essay I will, but then I'm actually going to continue writing an essay. A fun twist on a classic meme.
Oh, I was going to say, but at the end, mine will just be like, and thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yes, exactly. Thanks for reading my blog memoir. I already forgot the word
for it. I'm never going to write stuff. I'm just going to record vlogs. Isn't that what those are for? That's easier. I can just talk.
They have video essays, and then they have essays. Are there, like, audio essays? Podcast essays?
Probably.
It's like you just talk, and...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just what NPR is.
Yeah. I mean, like, also other research-based podcasts. I've been listening to a lot of those lately.
Oh, God.
That's why I'm so informed about things.
I'm so informed. Oh, yeah, like, when you were telling me stuff about food, and I was just like, don't tell me that.
Yeah, I have a new food podcast I listen to now. It's pretty good.
I don't want to know more.
I learned about ovens the other day. That was fun.
Oh, God. I don't want to know more about food. That's going to just, like, make me terrified.
That's fair. Some of it's interesting. The last one I listened to was very political. It was about, like, food aid.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Anyway, what's the rating you gave for this?
Glitter, yes. That's what we're talking about. Oh, I want to say, like, a 5, because there was definitely room for improvement.
I gave it a solid 7.
And once again, we switch. Yeah. No, I mean, I think the soundtrack was a lot of fun. Overall, like, I had a good time and it was good transitions, but there's definitely room for improvement.
It's basically the fucking soundtrack that sells me so much on it. The clout that Mariah Carey just carries as...
That's true. Yeah. I mean, like, even when she's on screen being, like, court-ordered and all, like, it's still, like, I can't look away from her.
We'll always stand Maria Cara.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Obviously.
Maria Cara.
You know, Halloween's almost over.
I know.
So it's almost Mariah Carey season.
I hear her approaching. Like, you can hear the sleigh bells. They're like, ching, 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 ching.
And I'm personally...
And you can just hear her in the distance.
Mariah Carey is my favorite season.
Oh my God, there she is!
Slowly builds.
I would love that, actually. I think that was, like, an SNL. Not an SNL. I think it was, like, a skit on, like, Mad TV or something.
Is haunted by sleigh bells and following you everywhere.
No, actually, that sounds like it was probably a Vine.
I know there's definitely a Vine where a girl is just like, no, I hate singing, I'm not gonna sing, no, I'm not gonna...
Yeah, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
It's pretty good, it's a classic. I'm a huge fan.
Rip Vine.
Can't believe it's dead. The Vine compilations. It's like someone took a bunch of essays from a blog and made a book.
And that's what video essays are.
Can't wait for the Vine compilation of my blog war to come out.
Here's my Vine video essay.
Anyways, can you imagine a Vine video essay? You have 6 seconds to give your entire TED Talk.
Oh, God.
So many great ideas coming out of this episode. Write these down.
I know. Maybe that's why this one was so long. It was just chock full of great ideas.
Yeah, we went on a lot of tangents.
Yeah, but I mean, it's chill. It's all cool. So that concludes this episode.
I'm just, like, having a great time.
Yeah, I love to have fun. So that concludes this episode. We're done with all the movies, because we can only get through 4 this week.
Yeah, I got sleepy.
We're sleepy bitches.
It's true.
She got sleepy when we were watching movies. I got sleepy before literally when she came over.
I'm glad you woke me up, though, because I definitely fell asleep for like 10 seconds and I didn't realize it. So, and you woke me up and I'm like, God.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, yeah. It's cool. Everybody makes mistakes.
That's true.
Minus us. Hey,
Montana. And just make mistakes. Have those days. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's exactly how that song goes.
Something like that. About mistakes and days.
Actually, let's do a new segment where it's just Catherine recites things from memory.
I mean, we've already established how good my memory is, so I think that's a really great idea. We should absolutely do it.
It's gonna be like, people are gonna think it's like drunk history. But...
You know what I do remember? Yeah. So in my sixth grade English class, we had to memorize a list of 50 prepositions in alphabetical order in a song. I still remember that.
How?
I wish I knew, but I'm not gonna sing it right now because no one needs to listen to me do that. But I can still sing that 50 list of prepositions in alphabetical order from sixth grade English class.
Well, tune in next time when I coerce Catherine into reciting this list. Because she'll have forgotten, and then
it's
I'll just...
It's true, I will have forgotten, because, again, we established my memory.
It's fine, I'll trick her into it, it's cool. So stay tuned for that. As for always, thanks for listening.
As for always, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Bye.
That's our new phrase, as for always.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.